Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Patsy Stoddard from the Emory County Business Chamber. And we're talking about what's quickly becoming a fan favorite event over in Emory County. And that, of course, is the Beat the Winter Blues Festival. Patsy, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
And, you know, it's that time of year where the holiday season is over. The exciting part of winter is over and done with. And now we still got to get through the rest of those cold months. And especially when January rolls around, it feels like a lot of people really shelter up and you really start feeling those winter blues. You know, you don't get out of the house. Human interactions at a low. So this is a festival that aims to fix that. It's coming up on January 23rd and January 24th. So as you look at it, this is an event that's been going on for a few years. So as you've seen, how has the Beat the Winter Blues Festival kind of evolved from when you first started it?
Well, every year we grow, and every year we try to add something new to the festival, and it's just been a lot of fun, you know, and it gives the vendors a chance to get out and, you know, show what they have, all of the small businesses and home businesses that we have in our area. So I just think it's grown every year. It's an exciting event. We bring in a lot of entertainment. We have vendor booths. We have a couple of food trucks that are coming this year. We have getting our smoke on with his barbecue food. He will be there. We have a gentleman that makes Navajo tacos. He's going to be there. And if the weather cooperates, we're going to have free ice skating on the Friday night. Saturday, we're going to have wagon rides. Friday night, we have a bingo bash. We have a cornhole tournament. We have Kids Corner where the kids can come and they do painting, and that's sponsored by Swell Retreats. We have a painting class by Brush and Bramble. That's going to be on the Saturday morning. So we just want everyone to come and participate. It's a great event.
It's something that brings that fair feel at a time where people really aren't going to be seeing fairs around anywhere in the country. You're going to have food trucks. People love seeing those. And all those activities are going to be great. So what does this look like behind the scenes, trying to get this all organized and ready to put on for the public?
I think mainly it's getting the entertainment. So right now we're still gathering entertainment, but so far we have Thunder Gymnastics. They're going to be there. Centerfield Cheerleaders, the Miss Emory Royalty, they're coming. Carbon Chaos, the Just Because Dancers, Encore Dance, they're coming. So it's like just trying to, you know, organize all of those things. And then right now we have about 32 vendors that are going to be there. So we're really excited about the wide variety of booths and vendors that are going to be there. We have a lady that sells microfiber sheets, and we have a lady that's going to bring macaroons. We have a man that's coming that sells ponchos. We have the floral shop, they're coming, bringing some of their things. There's a lot of jewelry. And the season man's going to be there. He's one of our little junior entrepreneurs. We have several of the junior entrepreneurs that are going to be there. So we really invite people to come and support them. We have clothing booths. We have a lady that does foot zoning. We have Carbon Medical that's coming, One Direction and the Hope Squad, Curtis Creation, Something Yummy. They have popcorn, kettle corn, and cotton candy, a lot of different things like that. So we're just excited for all of the vendors that are supporting us and going to come to the event this year.
You know, it's one of those very beneficial relationships to have where you guys are supporting them by giving them the opportunity to go and have booth space here at this event. And it's giving them an opportunity to you to have this just packed to the brim with something for everybody in the community. And we talked about it a little before. It's that dragging time of year where the sun's setting early, it's cold outside. Why do you think it's important to have events like this at this time of year?
I think it's really important because, like you said, things get a little drab after the holidays, and so we just want to, you know, add something to the community where people can get out, they can mingle, they can see each other, they can listen to entertainment. Our entertainment is always just fantastic, and the dance groups that we have come in, they are just amazing, and the products that our vendors have at their booths, they're all just really high-quality, great products. So we're just excited, you know, to be able to offer something for the community to do, because I know it's a common complaint in Emory County that people say, oh, there's just nothing to do. And so when people do organize something, we need to make sure that we support it and that we're just mindful of the work that goes into these type of events so that we can support each other in all of the community events that we do have in Emory County.
And, you know, as if history is to repeat itself, this year's rendition of Beat the Winter Blues is looking to be another great one. Now, is there any cost associated with entering this event, or is it free to enter into the festival, just have to pay for what you're eating or what you want to buy from the vendors?
Correct. It's free to come into the festival. We do have door prizes and different things like that. So everybody that comes will, you know, hopefully take something home with them. And then we have, at the Bingo Bash, we have prizes for that. And it's free to play bingo. It's free to play left, right, center. So you just come and join in. And then some of the prizes are donated by local businesses. A lot of the prizes that we give out are Emory County Chamber Bucks. And Emory County Chamber Bucks can be spent at most of the local businesses that have joined with us. And so you go and you spend it's like a coupon. You go and you spend the coupon in the business, and then the chamber reimburses that business. So that's just another way that we use to promote our local businesses, is by giving out these chamber bucks as prizes. So they can just go and just kind of keeps evolving, and everyone keeps spending. And so it's a great thing for our community to put money back into our businesses.
You know, I've used those chamber bucks before, and they're so handy to be able to use at those businesses that are participating. It's just such a great way to go out and support local business, because around here, that's what we got to do. Stay local, buy local. It's what makes things, what makes our economy go around. Now, Patsy, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners off with?
Just make sure you come to the event the Friday, the 23rd, is from 3 to 8 p.m., and then on the 24th, it's from 10 to 3. And if you want to join the painting class, then there's a QR code on the painting flyer, so just visit the Emory County Business Chamber Facebook page, and there's more information on there about the festival.
Well, Patsy, it's always a pleasure catching up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest Patsy Stoddard from the Emory County Business Chamber, and we're talking about the upcoming Beat the Winter Blues Festival. It's going to be held in the Emory County Recreation Center in Castledale. It's coming up on January 23rd from 3 to 8 p.m., as well as on January 24th from 10 to 3 p.m. Come enjoy vendor booths, entertainment, free ice skating, wagon rides, bingo bash, a kid's corner, and so much more. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.